All right, let's turn to the word. We're over in Romans 8, and we've been talking about the way of the Spirit or the life of the Spirit. Amen. If you missed the last 2 weeks, just go back and listen, and you're going to catch up. Amen. But today we're going to be talking about the life of the Spirit. This is how we live in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom, it's not by might, it's not by power, but who is it by? It is by the Spirit of God. Amen? 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 Praise the Lord. Who's living in you?
The Spirit of God.
Who's living in you?
The Spirit of God.
So you have to learn to live with the Spirit. Because the Spirit is living with you.
Yes.
I'll say it again. You have to learn to live with the Spirit because the Spirit lives in you. Amen. When I first married Cher, I didn't know really how to live with her, so we used to fight. She's not here, but her mom knows because they used to have to come pick her up. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't easy. Right? Because we didn't know how to live with each other. You see what I'm talking about? So don't, if you don't know how to live with the Holy Ghost, you will quench him and you will grieve him. If you don't know how to live with the Spirit, you will grieve him and you will quench him. If you're thirsty, you drink water, what happens to your thirst? It goes away. You're no longer thirsty. Quench means to bye-bye or go dormant for a period of time. Your thirst will come back again. Did you get that?
Yes.
Did you catch that?
Yes.
Don't come to church and not catch it enough. Did you catch it on this side? So we can do two things to the Holy Ghost. We can what? Quench him or grieve him. We don't want to be in that camp. Right this side, we're not in that camp. Is that right? Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm not in that camp. I'm in the camp of living to the Spirit. And I'm walking in the Spirit. Amen. Good. So we got the ground. We're not going to quench. And we're not going to grieve. All right. Because if I grieve you today, let's say you meet me and I'm nasty to you. Guess what? You probably wouldn't come back here. Isn't that true? Would you come back? No. It has to be really God has a great plan. So you're really walking in the Spirit, you're going to overlook me. You're going to say, you know what? Pastor probably having a bad day. I don't think that's really who he is. But if in the carnal you encounter somebody that's not nice, you're not going to deal with them again. Isn't that true? Right. We get, you know, guys, you got to help me. Isn't that true?
Yes. Amen.
Okay. Good. I like when you talk.
Yes.
Because by your words, you are justified.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
The reason I want you to talk is so when the devil try to put rings around you, you're going to say something and you're going to bind up his works. You're going to tread upon him. Yes. Number one, with your mouth and then physically.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Good. Let's go. Romans 8, 1. There is therefore now, so that means prior to now or before you got saved, there was. Right? There is therefore, somebody say now. Okay. No condemnation to those who are, who were in Christ, who do not walk according to the flesh. But according to the
Spirit.
According to the
Spirit.
According to the
Spirit.
According to the
Spirit.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you today and we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you thanks. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, speak to us. Let us not leave here the same way that we came. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are where? In Christ. So this speaks of a person's position. Prior to being in Christ, before you came into this building, you were outside of the building. Isn't it true? Then you walked through the door and you came inside the building. Can you say amen if that's true? Good. It's the same way. When we come into Christ, the Bible says, enter by the door. Jesus said, I am the door to eternal life. There is no other door to life. Amen? So before you receive Jesus in your heart, you repented of your sin, you accepted him as Savior by faith. Somebody say faith. You could not work for it. It is a gift. It doesn't matter how expensive a gift is or how cheap a gift is, it's still a gift. Are you with me? You don't work for a gift. Somebody gives you a gift because they love and appreciate you. Now, if you don't get gifts, that says something. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, you are given a gift because somebody loves you. Mother's Day, your children give you gifts because what? They love you. So the ones that don't give you gifts, lift your eyes, eyebrow when you see them. So, it's the same way God has given us eternal life and our position has changed. Amen? So there is therefore presently now no condemnation to those who are where? In Christ. Condemnation is the judgment of God. Sin brings death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life through Jesus Christ. It's right there. For the wages of sin is what? Death. Give me Romans 3:23 now. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So all of us was at the doorstep of judgment. We were all lined up for judgment. The Bible says all of us like sheep have gone astray. We've turned to our own way. Prior to coming into Christ, condemnation awaits you. Not because you so did wrong, but because your sin nature that you carry. Because we inherit that nature from Adam. The Bible says, because Adam sinned, all sinned. Because Adam sinned, all sinned. How many sinned? And we just saw that all have sinned and fall short. How many sin?
All.
How many sin?
All
have sinned. So now how many needs to be saved?
All.
You see that? All sin, all needs to be saved. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9. Let's go over there and read. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you have been saved. For by what? All sin, all needs to be saved. But this is how you get saved. For by grace, the kindness, the mercies of God, you have been saved through faith. Through what?
Faith.
Through faith. Faith is the channel through which you access the things of God. Faith is the channel through which you access the things of the kingdom of God. Amen? True faith, you have been saved, and not of yourself. You see, sometimes we get caught up and we think that we did it. You know, we get carried away. Oh man, it's my works of righteousness. But the Bible clearly tells us not of yourself. Why? It is the gift of God. So salvation is a what? Salvation is a what? So this is your access point to all that God has to offer you. This is the beginning, the inception. So myself and Pastor Cher got married 20 years ago. The first couple months was hell. I didn't think I met Satan, no. I know I didn't meet the devil, no. But it was rocky, it was rough. But guess what? We didn't remain there.
Come on. Amen. Amen.
And I don't want you to think of it as marriage, but I want you to think of your journey with the Lord.
Yes.
When you get started, because of your nature not being renewed. You might still want to go to the bar. You might still call your side chick. Or your side man. Some of the lady go, ooh, that was me, pastor. Yeah. You still acted in the flesh. Because what gets born again, John 3 verse 3 says, you must be what? Born again. But the body does not get born again. Amen. Jesus said to Nicodemus, as the wind blows, so is he that gets born again. You cannot see what happened. You cannot see. And sometimes you don't even feel. Can I tell you that? You think I wake up every morning, oh, I feel so empowered by the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost telling me to pray for everybody. I feel the Spirit say to prophesy. I feel the Spirit is giving me a word. No! But what I do is walk in the Spirit. What I do, I journey with God every day. It is not a momentary thing. No, it comes from a place of journeying with God. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. Guys, there's lots of seats. Don't have folks standing around too long. I'm so sorry. Get them in quickly. Make room. Beloved church people, if somebody's coming in your row, please go down. Go down quickly and give them the end. That way we don't have to take 5 minutes to see a few people. Amen? So, have that. Just have that as a modus operandi. When you come to church, somebody want to come in your row, give up the corner seat. Right, you see that? The Bible said, prefer others than yourself. That's honor. Prefer people over yourself. You want to be in the corner, but move down. If you need to use the bathroom, they'll let you out. When you go on the plane, if the plane say F, you're at F. It don't matter if you want to be at D. Isn't that true?
Yes.
For those of you who have not taken a plane, take it and just go sit wherever you want. Hallelujah. So, it comes from a place of what? Journeying. Oh, look at this. Let nothing be done out of conceit. Give me back that scripture. This is a detour for the spirit and the flesh. Let nothing be done through what? Selfish ambition or conceit, but in what? Lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Amen. Give the Lord a hand right there. Praise God. So, we're back here now. So, sometimes when you get saved, you don't even feel saved. Amen. Thank you. We got one real person. You don't feel safe. And can I tell you, you're not supposed to feel safe. Didn't the Bible say we walk by faith and not by sight? There is no such thing as feeling safe. There is, eventually what happens, there becomes a knowing now. So I'm talking about initially, you don't feel safe. But then now, when you know, is what makes a difference. He said, they that know their God, they shall be what? Strong. Stop. When you get to know Jesus, what do you become? Strong. The Bible said, let the weak say that I am what? Strong. They that know their God will be what? Strong. Strong in what? Strong in faith. Where you become steadfast, immovable, grounded in God because of a knowing. Some tell your neighbor, hello neighbor, there is a knowing. There is a what? Knowing. So, let's go back to the word. So, there is therefore when? Now. No condemnation to those who, is anybody saved in here? Okay, so to those that are saved, There is therefore now no condemnation. But to those who are unsaved, you're in a space of liability. Because if you're not saved, the judgment of God awaits you. This scripture does not apply to the unsaved. This scripture applies to those who are saved. So can I ask that question again? Can I see the people that are saved? Keep your hand up because I'm looking in the room. I want to tell you, if you're not saved today, don't leave here without getting saved. Keep your hand up. Don't leave church. And can I tell you? Nobody can know if you're saved. Only you know. Because you know where your trust is. Put your hands down. Most of your hands got tired already. You got to go to the gym and work those hands out. Buy yourself 2 5-pound dumbbells and pump those muscles out. Yeah. We have to what? Be in Christ. And you what? It says there is no condemnation. There is no fear of impending judgment or consequences for your sin. Who took our consequences? The Bible says Jesus nailed our sin to the cross. When he went to the cross, he nailed our sins there. So we don't have to now pay for our sins. Our sins have been paid for. So now you can stand and says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. And then it doesn't stop there. That's the initial. Let's go. Somebody say, go deeper.
Go deeper.
Who do not walk according to the flesh. Now, the flesh doesn't necessarily mean according to your physical body, but it speaks of the life that is outside of the life of God. And a life that is contrary to God's standard. Amen?
Yes.
Did you get that?
Yes.
Walking by the flesh is a life that is contrary to God's standard. Now, let's go to Galatians chapter 5. And we're going to see 5:22. Give me 22. We're going to see a contrast between the flesh and the spirit. Galatians chapter 5. But the fruit, no, let's go back 2 verses. Maybe 19. Give me 19. Right, here we go. Now the works of the flesh. Somebody say works of the flesh. Now I can come up here and scream and shout and hoop and holler and get all of you jumping and go, yeah. And then you go home, you learn nothing. Who wants that? Nobody wants that. Because it does not profit. Are you with me? Everybody that's in business wants profit. Isn't that true? So we must profit. Now, Galatians 5:19 says, now the works of the what? The works of the?
Flesh.
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 Here we go. Let's look at them. Are evident. Meaning, you don't have to go too deep to find out that they're fleshy. That they're not from God. Let's go. They are evident. They are adultery. So if you like to sleep with other people's wives, or you're married and you like to sleep around, it's called what? What does that belong to? The spirit or the flesh? The flesh. Fornication. If you're not married and you're having sex, what is that? Fornication. So all of you seniors that are not married, stop sleeping around. Listen, hold on. You think it's only young people? You know, in the senior communities in Florida, there's one called the Villages. Anyone ever heard of the Villages? I hear they have more STD over there. What do you think? Because they're looking at each other? Granny's a hoochie. All right, let's go. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, meaning sexual immoralities.
Yes.
Everything and anything goes. You guys, Pastor Cher was talking about the other day about pedophilia. You know, I remember in 2008, Richie Righteous, he came here a few times. He wrote a song and he says, he says that marijuana is just the introduction. It is just the introduction. And it, when they normalize it, then they're going to have to normalize something stronger behind it. And we're seeing that where they're seeking to normalize drug addiction. Because can I tell you, the heart of man is deceitful, desperately wicked. All they want is money. And they want to make you a customer. They want you to be hooked on substances and drugs. Why do you think doctors are so quick to write prescriptions? Because they are rewarded for drugging you up. You remember that? When you were young, you went to the doctor. They look at you, they say, no man, you're okay, go back home. Now you don't go to the doctor and they say, you're good, go back home. No, they make sure they give you something to take even if you don't need it. Okay, so uncleanliness, all types of sexual immoralities. Give me back the scripture, please. Today we live in a time where there is all types of disgusting behavior. Men dancing on the street naked. Anybody ever seen the news? Naked. And they call it love. And pride. It's pride. It's rebelling against God. Lewdness. Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions. Some of you are just naturally contentious. Let me say some of us. We're just naturally fighting. It is like within your nature to fight and to hustle and to give a hard time. Let me talk to some of you children. You're contentious with your parents. Your parents talk to you. You're ready to fight back. Disrespectful to parents. Ready to give an answer.
Yes.
Contentious. Jealousies. You can't see nobody have something and be happy for them. If you see them, you want it. Somebody have a hairstyle, you want it. Somebody have a new glasses, you want it. You never find your own identity. You're just living. The devil, the flesh, have you living other people's life.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
You ever met a jealous person?
Yes.
I pray you don't meet anymore. Jealousies, outbursts of wrath. People that lose their cool and cannot control themselves. You cannot tell me that is of the Spirit of God. So I'm just showing you what it means to walk in the flesh. If you want to know where you are as a child of God, look at these descriptions and see yourself. Am I jealous? Do I hate people? Do I hold people up in my mind and I can't release them? Am I unforgiving? Am I selfish? Is it all about me? Is it all about how I can be blessed? How I can grow? How I can become what I want to be? Selfish ambition. You see, we don't stop. We think stealing and murdering and killing and the sexual sins are the flesh. But when you got saved, God saved your spirit on the inside. The flesh is not this. The flesh is this. Your mind, your pattern of thinking, your behavior. God wants to work on the whole man and make the whole man more like Christ. That when somebody looks at you, God can get the glory out of your life. Dissensions, heresy. You know, yesterday we were out in the front, myself, Pastor Sharon, I think Brother B, we were just getting ready to start up. A woman walked by. Oh, she said, this shirt is under darkness. Yes, you guys are under darkness. The demons just came on this side. She started talking a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, I didn't actually pay her mind. I just told her no. I said, Jesus is the light of the world, and that's it. She kept talking, blah, 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 blah. She's just there like for 5-10 minutes, just telling me all the reasons we're in darkness. What is that? Heresy. If it's contrary to Jesus, it is heresy. Amen. And people find ways to justify it. Heresies. Let's go. Envy. Murders. Drunkenness. Revelry. You know, I was talking to Prophet Isaiah this week, and he said he used to have a raven spirit. I never heard of a raven spirit. You know what a raven spirit? You're jumping from one party to another. Always ready to go. Always ready to party. We look at those people, we call them party animals, right? Yeah? But you know what they have? They have a raven spirit that they're never satisfied. He said when he was in the world, he was never satisfied. He said all his cousins would want to sleep. He said, hey, come on, man, get up. Get up, get dressed. We got to go. Because they're always looking for the other high. Looking for another high. What is that? A raven. A spirit of revelry. Drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Of which I tell you beforehand. Just as I also told you in time past. That those who practice. Those who what? So if you find yourself living in jealousy. Living in hate. Constantly drunk, constantly reveling, committing fornication as a lifestyle. You know, there's some lifestyle adulterers. All right, this church is holy. I'll leave it alone. It's too hard. You know, people glorify it. They glorify it. When you listen to men at the workplace, I know most of you are women. You don't hear this, and all the men never heard it. If there's a real man in here, can you say amen? Thank you, ladies. You know why? They experience it. You guys can say amen.
Amen.
You can say amen if you experience it. If you experience your partner cheating and you say amen.
Amen.
Now if you cheated on your partner, say, no, I'm just kidding. The Lord has forgiven you. You don't have to worry about that. Some of you want to laugh, but you're holding it so good. Listen. You can fool some people sometime, but you can't fool them all the time. So the facade is going to break at some point. But do we see it here? What are those? The works of the flesh. Now, so go back to Romans chapter 8. We're no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Who what? Walk according to the flesh. So can I tell you now, if you are in Christ, so let me help you with this, and you continue to live by the flesh, you will be destroyed. has consequences. Sin has payment. Look at the man that gets drunk all the time. Let's start with basic. He's gonna drink, go to work drunk a few times. Eventually, they're gonna fire him from his job. What is that? Consequence. Next, it's gonna then affect his family. Yeah. It's gonna affect his home. Yeah. It may destroy his marriage. When his wife want to talk to him, he want to talk to the bottle. Vice versa. Can I tell you, my grandmother was a drunk. Normally men are drunks, but my dad's mom was a drunk. And she'd go to work in the day, and she'll come home, and she would drink and be drunk in the evening. You know what she would start to do? Sit in the house and cuss everybody. She would cuss because they had stepkids. She would cuss all the stepkids, and she say, why they're coming here is because they want property. So what's in the heart comes out. Are you with me?
Yeah.
All the hatred. When she drink, my cousin would tell me, he said, what a sober mind conceal, a drunken heart reveals. Yeah. And he was a real drink man too. So he knows it. He's talking what he experienced. But yes, eventually her and my grandfather couldn't live anymore. She had to go live in another house. He lived in one house. What did they do? Destroy the family. You can be saved. But if you meddle with or you walk according to the flesh, you're going to pay for walking according to the flesh. Surely your sins will what? Find you out. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he will what? If you sow apple, you're not going to get grapes. If you sow pumpkin seed, you're not going to get tomatoes. You're going to get exactly what you sow. So if you are jealous of everybody, that's going to break relationships up. If you're hating everybody, you can't get along with anybody. If you're following heresies, it's going to take you away from Jesus. People want to play. People want a little bit of church, but then they want a little bit of sorcery. Because it appeals to your flesh. You go quickly, you get to hear. Your itching ears is satisfied. You go to the palm reader tells you this, that, that, did, that, do, did, that. You feel good. You go back home, you tell everybody, I went to the reader man, and the reader man tell me this, that, and the other. But in the meantime, you're letting in demons. You're opening up yourself now to the consequences. Somebody say consequences. The flesh has consequences. The spirit has blessings. But when you live by the flesh, you will suffer the consequences of the works of the flesh. Can I tell you? You might cheat on your wife once or twice and you feel good. Or your husband. But guess what? Nobody likes infidelity. Nobody likes infidelity. A lot of times women endure it because they have children. I'll say it. People, even men, some men endure, they watch the face of their children and they stay. But way down in their heart, they wish they could run for their life. I like when the church is this quiet. It's good. It's good. I want to tell you, don't play with sin. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. You will die. Look at a drunk. He's dying every day before his time. Look at a man that is sleeping around. He is dying every day before his time. Because what he's doing, he's sinning against his body. Every sin is outside the body except sexual sin. I don't know why God is leading us on this road. God probably wants to clean up the church this morning. God wants to clean us up. We can't be the church and live like the world. We have no light. We have no testimony. The church has to be the church. It says, if you're in the light, walk in the light and have no fellowship with the works of darkness. Can I tell you, put pressure on your flesh. Yes. Put pressure on your flesh. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
Find that scripture for me. Paul says, I give a blow to the flesh. Yeah. You got to put pressure on the flesh or the flesh will rule you.
Yes.
Submit to God is one. But then there are other aspects of walking with God. But I discipline my body. What I do? What I do? What you let go into your eyes will affect how you think. If you sit and take in gossip all day, you're going to become a gossiper. It's only time. You're just watching other people's life, even celebrities' life. You're sitting down, you're just taking in celebrity gossip all day long. Eventually, you're going to practice what you've learned. And then you're going to use it on the people around you. Because the Bible tells us, practice makes perfect. And good, bad company corrupts good manners. What does Paul says? I discipline my body. So instead of scrolling, get into the word of God. Build a discipline. Don't say you don't have time to read your Bible. Don't say you don't have time to pray. Discipline yourself. Write a calendar for yourself. There is 6 a.m. prayer every morning in this church. Get on the prayer line. Set your alarm for 5:55. Wake up with your nasty breath. Nobody's going to smell it. And go on the prayer line. Because faith comes by what? Hearing. Put pressure on the flesh. Suffocate the flesh till he can't breathe no more. We have to come to a place to be a disciplined people.
Amen.
And God has set up systems to help us. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing how God instructs us to hear. Go back to the next one. I discipline my flesh. Hallelujah. I discipline my body and bring it under what? You can't tell me your desires are ruling you. It's like parents that say, I have no control of my kids. You can't let the lesser lead the greater. I'll say it again. You got to focus to catch it. Just like kids lead parents, that's how we are when we see our flesh leads the spirit. When God is greater than any flesh. He is all powerful. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit lives where? On the inside of us. He's not living on the outside hoping to influence us. The devil is on the outside looking to influence us. But we're yielding. I discipline my body. And what? And bring it. Meaning it's going to take force. Sit. No, sit. You're so willing. Sit, just relax. I can't just bring her like this to me. She has her weight, isn't that true? Relax. I can't just bring him. He has his weight. It's not a matter of size. Anything you're going to want to overcome is going to take work. If it's lust, anger, give me a hand, jealousy, hatred, fornication, adultery, everyone has its weight. But Paul says, I discipline myself. The word says, I what? Discipline my body. Oh, I can't fast. Oh, I got to eat. No. Discipline your body. Oh, I can't pray. Yes, you can. Jesus prayed. That means you can pray. The Bible says he was tempted just like you and me. He knows what it is to be man. I discipline my body. If you're going to walk after the Spirit, it's going to take discipline. Put pressure on the flesh. Don't give the flesh excuses. Write that down. Get rid of excuses. Get rid of excuses. Look what he says. I bring it into subjection lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. He's saying, listen, I'm not so worried about you, I'm worried about me. As pastor, I'm not so worried about you. I'm instructing you, but I'm really worried about me. I'm going to make sure I please God. I'm going to make sure I walk in the Spirit. I want you to walk in the Spirit, but I want to make sure I walk in the Spirit first. I want to make sure I'm not walking under the flesh. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to discipline myself. I'm going to put pressure through the Spirit, not by might, not by power, but what? By my Spirit. Lest when I have preached, oh, stop, to others, I fall into adultery. I'm married now. I fall into adultery, I lose my family. I frustrate my wife. I first bring shame to my children. Bring shame to the name of the Lord. Are you walking with me? This is how you got to see yourself, church. Yes. It is time as a church and the church of Jesus Christ, we stop being wimpy and weak and so easily moved and easily manipulated and pushed around by the flesh and the devil and the emptiness of this life. Bible says give no place to the devil. Some of us leave a little opening. You know, this is for me, man, when I want to enjoy myself. When I want to have a little fun, you know? But oh, I'm serving the Lord all here. But write this little, you think the devil wants a lot? He just needs a little. That's why the Bible says, no place. No place means don't give him a little bit. You see, you got to serve God with a long game mindset. The average person lives what? 80 years, 70 something years. Don't think about here today. Think of the long game. But every day, you got to walk by faith. Every step you take is by faith. Every move you make is by faith. Hey, my God, with trust and confidence, confidence in God. But can I say, outside of Christ, you cannot discipline your body. It's not the will of the flesh to pressure the flesh. The will of the flesh is to go with the flesh. The Bible said the two are contrary to each other. All right, let's just read through and we'll go here. Let's get back. Go back to Romans 8. Hallelujah. But according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made us what? Free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the what? Flesh. God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of what? Sin. Why did Jesus come? He came on the account of sin. Let's say somebody's paying off your debt. They got to have an account number to pay off your debt. Each note, debt note, has an account number. Amen? If you're going to pay off a debt, you need the account what? Number. Sometimes they can pull it up with your social security. Right? And then they ask you which card you're paying off. Am I talking to real people now? They say, okay, I'm paying off my Best Buy card. Anybody heard about that? Or I'm paying off my Macy's card. There's a specific account there that you're dealing with. Jesus didn't come so that our hair can grow nice. He didn't come for the outward things. He came on what was going to condemn us and separate us from God, which was our sin. So he came to what? Deliver us from sin and condemnation. The law could not do it because the law was weak, because it could not have renewed the flesh. And it could not have freed our consciousness of sin. When you get saved and you're living by the Spirit, you're empowered by the Holy Ghost, there is a witness within you that you are a child of God and that you are forgiven. I'm going to ask this question. How many of us before growing in your faith, you thought you were a sinner? Before growing in your faith, you thought you were a sinner after being saved. Let me say that now. There we go. Maybe that wasn't clear. Let me go back up from the top. I want to show you how walking in the Spirit works. When you got saved, initially, you thought that you were still a sinner. Right? Initially. But after you grew in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you realize that you are a saint and not a sinner. Lift your hands. Good. Now, for those of you that don't know that, the devil is defeating you. Because you don't see yourself as righteous, but you see yourself as a sinner. The Bible says that we are what? We are the saints of God. Saints mean that you're pure. You are white. You are perfect. Can I give you some news? Some of you are perfect, but you don't even know it. That is where knowledge comes and defeat. He said, my people are destroyed because of what? Lack of knowledge. And knowledge of who? The Almighty. It's not the knowledge of the world, but the knowledge of what? The power of Jesus does. It says here, if any man be in Christ, he becomes what? A new creation. All things are what? Passed away. And behold, how many things? All things are become new. So now, if you've received Jesus in your life, you might still be having a struggle in the flesh. But this message is to help to give you grace to put pressure on the flesh and walk in the Spirit. Amen? Amen. All things have become new. So now I'm going to ask this question again. Based on what you've heard, do you still think you're a sinner? Can I tell you, people that are saved sin? Give me the scripture. And if you sin, he is faithful and just to what? Forgive us and to what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins. Now, as a born again child of God, living by the Spirit now, in the Spirit, by the Spirit, you might still sin. But look what happened. The blood is sufficient. The blood makes provision for us on the journey. Somebody say amen. I said there is provision on the journey. Whilst you're walking in the spirit and you mess up. Now, this is not you living a messed up life. This is not you practicing and continuing to appease the flesh. No, it says if we confess our sin, he is what? Faithful and just to what? Forgive us our sins. And then there's a cleansing. There's an undoing. And you can't remember it anymore. There's no traces of it. You see how powerful the blood is? The blood of Jesus was retroactive. It was present and future. So it cleanses your past. It speaks about your now. Now you're in Christ. You're cleansed. And if you sin, he is faithful and he is just to forgive you of your sin. Based on his promises, he has to back up what he has provided. So he is just. And to cleanse us from how much unrighteousness? All unrighteousness. Somebody give the Lord a good praise right there. So a life in the spirit, there is provision if you mess up. There is grace if we mess up. Amen? Because there's sometimes we mess up and we don't even know. Sometimes just a bad thought. It's contrary to God. But what God does, he forgives us and he cleanses us. So guess what? We're not living a messed up life. And we're not staying there and nurturing ourselves in a pig pen. No, we're living in the spirit. So let's go there. For what the law could not do, it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of what? Sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that what? The righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in who? In us who do not walk according to the what? According to the flesh, but according to the what? Spirit. So we opened up, we said you could do two things to the Holy Ghost that you shouldn't do. You could quench him, or you can grieve him. Here is a life. Put back that scripture up. Here is a life of somebody that is pleasing the Holy Spirit. Because it says, who do not what? Walk according to the flesh. But what? According to the Spirit. We're going to go and we're going to look at what it means to walk in the Spirit deeper next week. I just can't shake this. I want to preach some different nice, I have sermons that I've written that I want to preach and I want to tell you of God's goodness, but I want to show you how to live an empowered life. I want to show you how to live a victorious life. I want to show you from the Word of God how you can be victorious as a child of God and stop the devil from playing rings around you and your family. Let's all stand and give God praise. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands and thank God for the Holy Ghost living on the inside. Thank God for strength. Some of us are struggling and we're saying, you know what, Pastor? I can't do this. Can I tell you, you don't have to do it. Just yield yourself. Say, Holy Spirit, right now. Just say, Holy Ghost, I surrender to you. I surrender my will to your will. Not my will, but your will be done. Change my life. As of today, I receive grace to discipline my body, my mind. I will yield to the Holy Ghost. I will shut out distractions. I will give no place to the devil and the works of the flesh. Every powers of darkness be broken now. Broken now. Broken now. Broken now. In Jesus' name, I will live a more excellent life, a blessed life, a fulfilling life, a happy life with the help of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, just give the Lord a good clap right there.